We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyballs. The season is fast approaching. Let's talk Exira EHK volleyball. Head coach Derek Reischauer joins me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Oh, we're excited. Our off-season, there's some things that probably could have gone a little bit better, but we did some good things during our off-season. We went to Panorama Summer League over there for a couple of weeks. We couldn't quite make it to all of those league days, but we did get a couple of those in. So we got a little bit of look at what's really a new team for us. And then we went to the Central College team camp down there in Pella. Would have been, a week and a half ago or so. And we did some nice things down there. There was only 25 teams down there this year, but we were able to get six, I think, out of those 25 teams. So some good things happened down there. We couldn't, one of our primary setter, Brooklyn Flathers, couldn't make the trip. So we were really running with an inexperienced setter in Zoe Rasmussen down there. She'd never set before, and she's never practiced at setter before, and she did a nice job for us. So some good things happened down there, and, of course, we're into the second week of official practices now, and we've got a lot of question marks still. You know, we lost Maine Jorgensen, graduated as a senior there, and she did a really nice job for us last year. So we really miss her there on the left side. But then we had Riley Miller, one of our primary setters, transferred out to Audubon, which kind of throws a wrench in what we like to do. So we're trying to figure out systems that we can run that are going to help us be successful. We're still working on that, what we're going to do system-wise, let alone finding at least two girls, two newcomers that can step in and contribute at that varsity level. So question marks this season that I think I've had in maybe any other season I've ever been involved in. So,
yeah, so
but we're excited.
Yeah. How are the numbers overall looking for your team this year?
We've got 12 right now, 12 players. So that's a couple girls less than what we had last year, but it's a few girls more than we've had in previous years. So, you know, it's kind of right on average there, I guess.
Well, you have the Petersons, Jalen Peterson, Taryn Peterson. Looks like Jalen last year is pretty much a junior, so she comes in as a senior. So, what do you see from her? And I imagine you're gonna need them both, really, both Petersons, to provide leadership.
Yeah, you know, two girls, they were both first team all conference for us last year. And then Jalen was all district last year as well. So really, you know, both of those girls, along with Brooklyn Flathers, they've all started since they were freshmen. So Jalen's in her fourth year, she's going to be a starter. And then Taryn and Brooklyn Flathers are both going to be 3-year starters for us going into their junior year. So, and then you throw Zoe Rasmussen in there. So we got a good core four coming back that are going to provide leadership. And I've been really leaning on them in leadership roles here this last week and a half here. So we really expect, the Petersons to really provide a lot of experience and a lot of offense, a lot of defense for us. And then you're going to get another Peterson in there. We've got three Petersons now. They're all cousins. We got a Brightly Peterson now. She's going to be stepping into a starting rotation role. So as far as your radio announcers, you're going to have to keep your Peterson straight.
Yeah. Well, we were used to that in softball. So we've been used to that. So we'll manage, I think. What role do you see Briley fitting in the rotation?
Oh, she's got a little bit of size to her. So we're really going to look forward to her contributing in that front row, whether it's left side, whether it's middle. Down at Central, she did a really nice job, particularly defensively, getting a lot of touches at the net for us, you know, on blocks. I don't know if she got too many official blocks, but she did get a lot of touches down there. So right now that's kind of her strength, and so she's got a, you know, we've got a lot of work to do on getting her hitting squared away, and she'll get there. She's a good girl. She's conscientious. So, yeah, she's got some size. So we're going to have to lean on her for a little bit of defense there in the front row.
You know, last year Riley Miller and Brooklyn Flathers kind of helped you in the setting position with assists. Brooklyn had more assists with 232. So does she just pick up a bigger role there, or how do you envision that this year?
Well, that's something we're still trying to work out. Yeah, she's going to get a lot more responsibilities as far as the setter role goes. But Zoe Rasmussen did a nice job down there at Central. So got us thinking that, you know, can we still run our 42? You know, we've ran a 42 for the last two seasons. It's worked out pretty well for us. So we're kind of working between 42 or 51. We're getting closer to figuring out what we're going to do. And I'll just kind of leave it at that. But, yeah, Flathers, she's going to take on a bigger role. And I always like our setters. You know, I ask our setters to not just be setters, but I want them to be setter killers for us as well. And that's, you know, that's one thing Riley Miller did well last year. She did a nice job of getting some kills for us there as a setter as well. So, yeah, we're still kind of figuring it out, but we're getting closer to figuring out what our systems are going to be.
And what about the defensive side on the back line? How do you feel about that area coming into the season?
Some question marks. That's a spot where, you know, Maiden Jorgensen did a really nice job in that back right for us. She's gone, obviously. Then Zoe Rasmussen did a nice job for us back there. And, yeah, we're trying to figure out exactly what kind of a defensive system we're going to run yet. And who's going to be filling in that back row for us. So, you know, we've got some question marks there. We've got the four girls returning from our starting rotation. And then after those four girls, we don't have another girl that's played a varsity match. So a lot of newcomers, and they've got to get their work in and prove to those veterans that they can fill in roles that are going to help us win matches.
Who are some of those other newcomers, young players that are going to be fighting for, you know, chances in the rotation this year?
Well, like I say, Briley Peterson's probably worked herself into the rotation. Then we've got a sophomore in Brooklyn Snyder who's battling for a position there. And then we've got, another sophomore in Joey Carlisle. She'd be more of a defensive specialist if she can work her way in there. And then we've got some freshmen in Aubrey Nelson, Brooklyn Brabham, Jocelyn Jacobson, and Andy Ricegard, who are all kind of battling to fill in a role there, whether it's, you know, whether it's a six rotation role or if it's a defensive specialist role. You know, we don't know yet. So they've got work to do. They've got to prove to our veterans that they can fill that role where we can win matches.
Last year, a successful run in the Rolling Valley. Technically, you tied Boyer Valley with a 7-1 record, but had the tiebreaker, so you won the conference title regular season-wise, 15-6 overall record. How do you see the Rolling Valley in the competition this year?
Tougher, definitely tougher. It's going to be a really tough conference, you know. Between first team and second team all conference girls from last season, there's 20 of those girls. There's 10 first teamers and 10 second teamers. 65% of those girls return. So, you know, we've got some tough competition night in, night out. You know, we're looking at Coon. Coon didn't lose anybody. So, you know, Boyer Valley, I think they lost one girl, maybe. Cam, I don't know, you know, they lost Richter there, but they've got a lot of girls returning that can do some good things. Woodbine's going to be good again. They always are. So, you know, it's going to be a tougher conference than it was last year. We've got a bigger challenge ahead of us than we did last year, I think.
So what's going to be the key for your team to have a successful season this year?
Well, we've got to find some girls that can play some defense, that can dig and get us some good passes where we can feed our hitters, you know. And we've got Jalen and Taryn. They're proven attackers. After that, we've got to find some more girls that can score for us. And it's going to be a process. But we've got to find some girls that can score for us. And you know, Jalen and Taryn, they're going to be moving all around the floor. They can play any position. And I always ask our girls, I say, you know, I don't want position players. I want volleyball players. And so we're going to have to move them around, keep them in different spots that defenses can't just load up on one single position on us. So, but yeah, our defense and our passing is going to be the big key for us.
Well, it's all coming here pretty quick. The season opener, not that far away. And let's hope there's some success for you. It looks like you're going to open up on the 28th against Lenox. But I got a scrimmage coming up here this Saturday in Atlantic. So get a good look on what your volleyball team looks like. Coach, really appreciate your time. And we'll be talking to you throughout the season. Thanks so much.
All right, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Derek Reichauer, head coach for Xyria HK Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.